federal employees pay taxes like everybody else does, so the information I'm going to give applies to everybody, and I'm going to point out some things that are maybe unique to federal employees. When we talk about tax savings, I consider three ways you can save on taxes, and I call it tax diversification. The first way is through something called tax deductible. If you itemize your income taxes and you make charitable contributions, the money you contribute to a legitimate charity, the money you contribute will be tax deductible in the form of either cash or a check, or you could donate goods. Now, in order to get a deduction for 2011, you have to make your contribution. Your check or cash has to be so-called postmarked, if you will, no later than December 31st. December 31st this year is a Saturday. If you are going to be donating goods to a charity, they have to be picked up by December 31st. When I say donate goods, you know, organizations like the Goodwill or Value Village, these type of organizations will come to your house and pick up household items such as furniture, such as old toys, clothing, things like that. You can get a deduction equal to the fair market value of the items being donated. If individuals want to give to a charity and perhaps they can't afford it right now because they have other expenses, what they may consider doing is to charge their contribution, like on a MasterCard, a Visa. They'll pay for it in January when they get their credit card bill. However, the IRS does allow you to take a deduction for making a contribution through a credit card.
You can do that?
Yes. Many travel organizations will accept credit cards.
Well, but wouldn't you wind up paying interest on it?
You mean on the credit card?
On
the credit card. Hopefully you pay your credit card bills on time. No.
Oh, I mean, I guess now we all know a little bit more about Amy, don't we?
Yeah, we have to pay our bills on time, Amy. You know, because credit card interest, by the way, is not deductible on your income taxes. It's considered to be personal interest. So that's something you don't want to do. You want to pay your credit card bills on time and not pay interest on any overdue balances. So charitable contributions are one way of saving on your taxes. I call this, again, tax deductible. Another way for people who may not itemize their income taxes, and this applies to federal employees, maximize your TSP contributions. Most federal agencies, I think, have at least one more pay date left this month, and employees, all federal employees, those covered by the old system, CSRS, those covered by the newer system, the FERS, are allowed to contribute a maximum $16,500 to the TSP for 2011, and they haven't, as I say, up to their final pay date to contribute. So if it's possible, employees should go to their Employee Express or MyPay or whatever way they do it to increase their contributions for the last pay period, last pay date of 2011. And this way, the contribution they make will certainly help their overall retirement, but also they get a federal, in most states, a state income tax deduction, and they'll pay less taxes.
We're talking with registered benefit consultant Ed Zerndorfer, getting tax tips for federal employees, especially now, because now is the time to start getting that paperwork and stuff in order. That's a big part of it too, right? Organization, making sure you get your stuff together.
Yes, I'm getting calls from clients now. What do I need to do to get ready for tax season? We send out organizers, and I tell people, get organized. Start getting your records together. And talking about records, as far as the charitable contributions are concerned, you need to have a receipt, whether your contributions is in cash or check, or you make a donation in goods, you must get a receipt from the charity, and you must have a receipt in hand at the time you file your taxes. I mean, you don't have to send in your receipt, but in case you get audited, the IRS will only allow deduction if you have a receipt for any type of contribution that you made to a charity.
Do those checklists change year to year? I mean, why is it so hard for us to remember this?
They don't change from year to year. I mean, the law was, as far as charitable contributions, having a receipt changed a couple of years ago, but that is a permanent law now. You have to have your receipt in hand at the time you file your taxes. Some people say, well, I'll make my contribution now and worry about later getting my receipt over the next couple months or couple years. Can't do that. You have to have that receipt in hand at the time you file your taxes.
I see. And is there anything that feds need to watch for that might change before they file?
before they file. The tax rates for 2012 are not changing. They're going to be the same as they were in 2011. There are some tax provisions that are going to be expiring at the end of this month unless Congress renews them. And I have made a list of those expiring tax items that are going to be deductions and credits that might be expiring at the end of this month. I posted up, I submitted to your station, an article I wrote about saving on taxes for 2011, some things that federal employees need to be doing. And as included as part of that article, I have a list of tax items that are deductions and credits that might be expiring at the end of this month, at the end of 2012, for planning purposes, what employees need to be doing, as well as there's some other information about what employees should be doing between now and the end of this month to save on their taxes.